Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is one of the top change experts on the planet. He's a well-known speaker. He's a best-selling author. I'm looking at one of his books here, the second edition called Feedback Toolkit, 16 Tools for Better Communication in the Workplace. Also, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and my favorite, Why Don't You Want What I Want? That's the big question I keep asking around here after all these years. Rick, welcome back. I just still can't get my people to want what I want.
I know. And I wrote the book for you, too.
I mean, that's
a disappointing thing.
I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of my own company. I mean, my God, think about it. Why don't you want what I want? My name's on your paycheck. Why don't you want what I want?
There you go.
Hey, how many times is a manager or an owner or somebody in charge have a meeting and talking to the people and they're all sitting around the table and the boss says something like, okay, I need your help. I want you to explain to me what's on your mind about this thing or that thing or something else. I really need you to, you know, work with me on this thing. Or we're gonna make some changes or we got this thing that we got to do. And then you stop talking and then all you hear is crickets.
Yep. What happens, my hunch is your listeners are all nodding their heads. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it just happens all the time. And I was in a meeting a couple weeks ago with a client, and it's going to sound so simple, but it is really simple, but it really worked. These two managers held a meeting with some of the union members, and there was no conflict, but they were saying, we've got to improve our quality because what we're making, if we don't do it well, airplanes could fall out of the sky. And mm-hmm. I mean, everybody in the room knew that. Mm-hmm. And the guy, the manager, had great pictures showing, you know, when debris and that got into the process. I mean, it was mm-hmm. good stuff. And then he said, you know, so what are your questions? What are your comments? And people ask, you know, good, polite questions. Mm-hmm. The meeting's over, and the other manager said, hey, you know, we brought a lot of snack stuff. There was donuts and, you know, sodas and all that. And he said, you know, anybody want to stick around and have, you know, a snack, you know, by all means. So a few people did, and, you know, some said, hey, how was your vacation? And they left, and suddenly there were these two managers and maybe four union members just hanging out. I mean, not in their official places, just hanging out, you know, with a soda in their hand. And the conversation shifted.
Yeah.
And it got a lot richer, a lot deeper, got at what some of the challenges are. And when the union guys left, my client said, whoa, that was better than the meeting.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And what made it better than the meeting is everybody was off duty. You're just having a conversation mm-hmm. between two people or four people. And it's something we miss because we're so busy and we got 20 minutes for this meeting. Okay, Jim, what do you got? And we get out of there and we think we've done a nice job.
Right.
But it's that schmooze time that really can make a difference.
So the answer then, I think what I'm hearing you say, and I think you're right because I've seen this happen myself, is if you're the boss, you have these meetings, irrespective of whether you get a lot of response back from your folks or not, don't leave the premises. Be the last, maybe, what about this? Be the last one to leave, because I've had things like this to happen. I've had scenarios like this to happen. And invariably, one or more people will come up to me and say something to me or to the person, as you said, to your client, the person I was trying to help, will say something. They'll want to tell you exactly what you hoped you could hear in the group, but they wouldn't do it in the group.
Exactly. Yeah, and the thing you got to get over as a boss is it may not be because of you that they're not speaking up. It's because they don't want to look bad in front of their colleagues.
Or they just don't have enough confidence about their own ideas.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, they just, you know, they don't want to be embarrassed. I mean, that's, you think, well, that's the same thing, but it really kind of isn't. I mean, even if they know their idea is a good one, some people just don't like putting it out there.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think it probably goes back to second grade.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that kind of like, am I going to be humiliated if I say something or...
Well, and here's what it'll sound like. Hey, boss, so-and-so happened in... This is what I think is causing it. Is that what you were talking about? Is that what you meant? You
yeah.
see what I mean? They're not even. They're worried that they don't even. They don't even. They don't even have what you thought you wanted. What you said you wanted.
Exactly. Yeah, and that, you know, being the last one to leave is a great idea, and also coming early it can be a good mm-hmm. thing too. I had another client.
Hey, Rick, hold on to that yeah. thought. Hold on to that story. We're gonna let Rick tell this another one of his great stories. It's one of the reasons the main reason we have him here, folks, is because he has great stories. And we're gonna be right back. RickMaurer.com, Maurer. RickMaurer.com is that's the website, right? Or is it beyond what is it?
No, it's just RickMaurer.com.
That's it. There you go. 22. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.